I'm really glad to have this man in front of the microphone. Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
I'm happy to be here. You had a, I'm guessing a late night last night. I know it was.
No, it wasn't too late.
Oh, that's good. Over at Bottle Brush, a nice crowd, and our thanks to Dennis and MJ for bringing so much great talent into the Pittsburgh area, Harmony, where they were last night. We'll talk a little bit more about the band, but let's welcome from North Carolina, David Childers and the Serpents.
There you go. We're going to play you a song, okay? Help us wake up. This one's called Collar and Bell. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Snowing all night till the break of day. Well, I headed into the hills. The mountains are rough and steep as hell. My pup was ready with a collar and bell. Well, the hunting was hard and the wind didn't blow. Seen much for the wind snow. Notice if my dog was gone and I searched all night. Yes, I did. Well, I looked high and I looked low. Whistling loud as I did go. Up one hill and down to another. Across snow-packed meadow and piney bush cover. I was getting too tired to get moving on. Heavy heart, I headed for home. Back through the hills a couple of miles ago. Yes, I did. Top of Honey Hill and stop to rest. I pull my coppers from my vest. It was then that I heard her coming through the snow. She was a running and a barking, we were gonna go home. Now we sit by the fire, we're safe and warm. Into a storm, gonna rest up till we're ready to go. Back to the mountains, into the snow. Oh yeah.
I like the sound of you three playing together. That sounds. When did this happen? This.
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've been here. Like 3 years, and then I think Corey's been.
Two years.
Yeah, 2 years. And Jeff came in about 5 years ago. It's all up with Jeff. I have to look. I'm sitting anyway, but he's a pretty tall guy. We were making a video. It was the first Over Mountain Men record. And Jeff had just come from Arizona to Charlotte. And somehow I think he knew Robert, who's our drummer, my son. He doesn't travel much with us, but he came for the video shoot just to be part of the crowd, and we realized we had a mandolin part on the record, and we didn't have anybody to do that. So Rob said, well, he can fake it, you know, because he plays fiddle. So he wound up getting in this video, and then we had a just did a little show for the people that were there, and he got up and played fiddle, and he's been playing with us ever since then.
Oh, that's one way. What about this guy over here? He's been with you for a while.
He's been around Charlotte a while, and again, he plays a lot with Robert Childers. They have several other adulterous bands that they play.
And that's Corey Dudley, yep, who we're talking about. Now, before...
Speak for yourself, Corey.
Before I forget, tell me, this bass is really cool. This is a foldable bass.
Yeah, it's a Chadwick folding bass. I wish it was mine, but I'm just borrowing it. So, you know, just folds out, the neck goes into the body and just comes back out.
I've seen a lot of basses. I've never seen a folding bass before.
It's pretty unique.
It looks like a good instrument, too.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sets up really nice, really easy to set up. So.
Yeah, it sounds good, too. Now, everybody's trying to imagine, like, this hinged, odd contraption with, like, three different layers in it, and it all, like an accordion all coming together. But it's really just a removable neck,
I think. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yeah. Well, it doesn't actually remove all the way. It just flips back, you know. It goes into the body. It has a little door back here that you open up, and
wow,
that's it.
And whose is that?
This is Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers bass.
So we'll thank everybody's behalf because he's helping you sound great.
Yeah, Corey and I are going to go out to San Francisco like a week after next, and Bob he's a great guy. He's very generous. Yeah. He's offered to let us use it, so. We decided to bring it out on this, and Corey, I think, has figured it out pretty well.
Oh, yeah, totally, yep. And
yeah.
It's a lot, breaks down a lot smaller than mine, so.
Yeah, I'm starting to think of other other foldable instruments we could
apply this
to.
Well, I've seen guitars. It's a thing that's happening. Yeah. Martin Stevenson, a Scottish singer, songwriter, was in our neck of the woods recently. He had a little guitar like that.
Yeah, Martin used to make a little traveling guitar.
Yeah,
almost
backpacker.
It had no body, right? Yeah, the backpacker.
I got one out in the car. I mean, that's what we do when we get,
want
to practice.
In the
back seat.
If you're just tuning in, it's a real pleasure. From North Carolina, we have David Childers. I'm assuming you guys are from North Carolina as well.
Charlotte.
Make your home there, Charlotte. And we'll talk a little bit about some of their recordings. The recording, I think you guys are on this as well.
Yes, that's right.
We'll talk a bit about that. It's beautiful. It's called Serpents of Redemption.
Reformation.
My eyes are getting bad. Thank you.
Well, they look a lot alike at this hour of the day.
Redemption. Well, yeah, redemption. That's interesting.
It's the same thing,
Reformation. It's interesting because I substituted an appropriate word. At least I didn't say deformation or something. No. It's called Serpents of Reformation. And it's out on vinyl with a CD included. And it's a really, you mentioned your son did the art. It's
beautiful. It has a picture of Jesus on the front. And I think a lot of people misunderstood that or been repelled by it. You know, it's not a, we're not trying to convert anybody.
No, that's the last thing in the world.
Well, it's just like a faith I have, and it bleeds through into everything.
Yeah, it looks like a great album. Let's have you play some more songs here. What would you like to do next?
We'll do a song off of this record, if that's okay with you guys. Don't Be Scared.
Sure.
Behaving pretty well. This was called Don't Be Scared. Don't be scared of what your heart wants. Fear not the silver winged glory of love. Fear not the fact that living is dying. Don't be scared of becoming what was. We dance to the Jesus music. On the back porch I steal a kiss. When I was scared I could never imagine any place as nice as this. I could never imagine a lover so fine and as wise to my ways as you, with your eyes like an ocean that follow me every place. Don't be scared of what your heart wants. Fear not the silver-winged glory of love. Fear not the fact that living is dying. Don't be scared of becoming what was. walk with me through the garden. Let us speak of the things that will be. Let us have all the life from our moments together and never surrender our dreams. Don't be scared of what your heart wants. Fear not the silver-winged glory of love. Fear not the fact that living is dying. Don't be scared of becoming what was. Oh, do not be scared. Do not be scared. Do not be scared.
David Childers with a song from David Childers and the Serpents, the album called Serpents of Reformation. That's your composition?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It sounds like an old hymn. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
It's beautiful. Are these all yours?
No, they're not. That's an interesting collection of songs. Some of them are actually performed by different people. Jim Avitt does... was that Jericho?
Yeah, I was
Battle of Jericho. And,
is that the Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho?
Yeah, that one. And friend Dan Smith does a song there. Abe Reed used to be with, what was the name of that band? God.
Blue Rags?
Blue Rags, yeah. People might. He's actually, Corey and Robert play with Abe,
yeah,
too. And
Abe Reed and the Spike Drivers, yeah.
God, I don't want to leave. Andy Dorbum, yeah, he does Sodom and Gomorrah. And there's a, you know, it's the album doesn't sound a lot. I mean, some of it sounds like what we just did, and some of it's produced pretty well. I had little to do. I mean, it's sort of anomalous, my name being on that. That was kind of a record label deal. They wanted to do it that way. But a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into that, particularly Robert Childers and Neil Harper, who produced it. I would kind of go in for an hour or so. They'd say, lay down these vocal tracks, and they'd stay up all night doing that, coming up with these amazing cuts that they did.
It's amazing the way that works, isn't it? It's,
yeah, I think you'll enjoy that when you hear it. People give it a chance.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's got a lot of, now that you mention it, I assume that was probably Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, but I wasn't sure. It's got a Cain and Abel on it.
That's a original one.
And the Gospel Plow.
Gospel Plow, there's a take on the old song. Jesus Met the Woman at the Well. There are different takes.
Yeah. I forget. I was curious about your guitar, which is one of the greatest examples of a road guitar one could look at. It just looks like it's been loved. Tell me about that guitar.
Well, I bought it. It was already kind of messed up when I got it, and I've just added to it. I think I got it about 23 years ago, 20, something like that.
And what is
Maybe
it?
Maybe 20.
I can't see
that. It's a Gibson J50. And I think it's about a 1958 or 9 model.
Sounds really
good. I'm
not
a gearhead. I really know very little about that. It's like guys talking about cars. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I'm not a picker, so I just know people listening might be wondering about guitar you're playing.
People know a lot more than I do. And, it's a good old guitar, and it's served me very well.
Yeah, the tone is really something. I mean, it really sounds magnificent. I can't put my finger on it.
The guy that sold it to me always tell me how bad it sounds. I think he wants to sell me another one.
I think a little bit has to do with the fingers that's in it, too. It's amazing. People in music stores will pick up a guitar and play beautifully on it if they're a good musician, and it's like, you know, they could make the worst guitar sound terrific.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
How can folks get this? Is it available online?
Probably the best way, because I don't know. We could probably ship some vinyl, but downloads it easy way. Ramsour Records.
Ramsour, and that's Ramsour Ramsour Records.com.
It's on iTunes.
Yeah, I'll bet Amazon Spotify. Probably
Spotify,
has it too.
Is it on there,
yeah,
too?
It's on there.
Excellent.
DavidChilders.com, which here's my webmaster. So.
See? It all works, you know.
Yeah. You Google my name, you can find it, and that'd be great. But I think iTunes is pretty easy. If you want to, pick up a live or a copy of that, I can probably work out something.
Yeah, you can always write to us, too, if you don't have any of the information, an ability to write it down right now, and we'll make sure the guys get it so they can fulfill your wish, after all. It's 11:29. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. David Childers and the Serpents here today. What would you guys like to do next?
I'm gonna throw a curveball at him, but let's do Life of Jesus. Preaching the truth to every woman, child, and man. Healing the sick, driving the devil back to hell. Then he came to Jerusalem, where trials and tribulations was waiting on him. He wound up nailed on Calvary's tree. And that's where I was washed in the blood of the Holy Lamb. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Washed in the blood of the Holy Lamb. Washed in the blood of Jesus. To be found, the angel has in the blood of the Holy Lamb. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Washed in the blood of the Holy Lamb. Washed in the blood of Jesus.
David Childers and the Serpents, that was really delicious. I used to, when I'd hear a song like that, playing it on the radio, where every now and then I would host a very strict bluegrass show, you know, very narrow definition of bluegrass for this particular program, and I would play a song, and with the mic off, I'd say, "Let's not tell the little boys and girls, but there's jazz in this."
There actually is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there is a lot of music. But I particularly was digging what Jeff was doing on the fiddle about maybe halfway through, and then Corey jumping in, and when you pulled the harmonica out, really, really nice sound. And it seems to come kind of naturally to you guys playing together,
yeah,
too. You fit really well together.
I mean, if it isn't, yeah, I mean, it's got to be natural.
Yeah. When did you start singing? Did you sing as a little boy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just, from the time I was a kid, it's just something I did, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it much.
Did your family sing much, too? Or
my mom did. My mom had a nice voice. We had a lot of, she listened a lot. She listened to a lot of music. You know, it was in our house, and of course, you know, we'd go to church back in those days. We were a family that my mom wouldn't go, but my dad and my brother and I would go, and so, you know, and then just listening to stuff on the radio and records and all that.
Yeah, it's always interesting to learn about those things. I had a fellow on very early this morning, around 7 o'clock or so, who's I just want to mention his name. Chris Cool is his name. He's a clawhammer banjo player who's doing a house concert here tomorrow at the Friendship House Concert Series. And I said, "Where did you?" Or no, he brought it up himself. He said, "When the Andy Griffith Show came on, I decided I wanted to learn how to play the banjo." And I hadn't thought about that in a long time, but with the Dillards. The Dillards in particular introduced a lot of people to bluegrass music, and they still do in reruns. But that's what got him into playing clawhammer. What about you? When did you start playing fiddle, mandolin?
Oh, that goes back a long ways.
Did you play like in an orchestra at all? Or?
Well, growing up, you know, we had the option for strings in school, and my mom had an old JCPenney's catalog violin that she gave me.
I love it.
So I played that until it fell apart, and then a friend of mine was really nice when I was towards the end of college. He's like, "Hey, I'm looking for a fiddle player, and here's a fiddle, so, you know, get on it."
That's great. That's Jeff White. And where are you from originally?
Oh, kind of all over. Born in North Carolina, lived in New York, Wisconsin, Arizona, then found my way back to North Carolina.
That's great. That's Jeff White. I was going to say, you upgraded to a Silvertone, a Sears violin from JCPenney. What about you, Corey? When did you start?
Around 10, 11, fifth grade. And I actually wanted to play the clarinet and had braces, so they were, you know, they were like, "We'll try a string instrument." So I thought I'd try cello, but I had pretty big hands for, you know, that age. So they didn't have an upright bass player, so that's how I, you know, ended up playing upright for the orchestra.
And you both play in other groups. I'm curious, well, for both of you, but do you play, it sounds, your style of playing would be great for a jazz band or
I haven't actually played much jazz since college, and I played a lot then. So I've gotten away from it since then, but a lot of blues. You know, I've been playing with David for a while, and a lot of blues in between there, and, you know, other various styles, but not much jazz since I've been, you know, been in school. So
yeah, and I hate to even label music that way. it's all music, but it's just really fun. You guys just fit together extremely well. That's not always the case, so it's terrific. Go to davidchilders.com, spelled as if it were child with an E-R-S on the end of it. But it's davidchilders.com.
Develop that pronunciation.
It works. If just go to the website, it'll find. No matter
how weird, I was in Holland and I was lost on some road. We were trying to get to a festival and I looked. We pulled in, turned around. There was a Childers, S-C-H-I-L-D-E-R-S, plumbing company. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It's
they might have said Childers for all I know.
Yeah, it's that's karma or kismet or something starting with K when that happens.
It's just weird.
We certainly have time for a few more songs if you're up for it. I also know. You're going to be. I was checking it out in Streetsboro, Ohio tonight. At a place called, well, the venue. It's a honky tonk house concert, and that information is on David's website. We have an affiliate in New Concord, Ohio. It's about a 90-minute drive from there, and it's only about a 90-minute drive from Pittsburgh. So if you like what you're hearing, that's not out of the question. I'll take a nice fall drive, look at the leaves, make it over to the house concert.
This honky-tonk house concert is it's a project of love that Jay and Tammy Johnson up there have kept going for several years, and they bring a lot of people into their house. It's basically a house concert, but they fixed up their garage into like a bar, and they got a good PA and, you know, sort of bring cover dish, as cover dish supper goes with it. They're very open, you know, as long as you don't come in there and steal stuff and break windows and start fights with people and try to take somebody's wife or something. But if you come up there and behave, you'd be mighty welcome, I'm sure, to be there.
We have about, I would imagine, about a dozen good house concert series here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I know, yeah.
It's amazing.
We came up last year, and Tim Wolfson set us up a really nice show at the winery. Mm-hmm. I didn't have these guys with me, but you know, I got a real good taste of Pittsburgh. First time I ever played here, and it was really good.
Yeah, if you've got Tim too, you'll get a really good taste of just about every food imaginable.
Oh, yeah,
if he's
took
cooking
really
for
good
you.
Care of
yeah,
us. Good man.
David Childers here, along with the Serpents, Corey, who you just heard from, and also. Jeff, I almost said Dudley. I had the Corey Dudley. Beware of men with two first names. But what would you guys like to do next?
You got an idea? I had talked about Radio Moscow.
Yeah.
Let's do that one. We're getting ready to start a project this week later. I kind of got plans for this song and some others. But anyway, this is called Radio Moscow. hiding in the attic, 14 years old, listening to Radio Moscow, staring out the window, smoking old golds. He wore a hat like Dr. Zhivago. The night spoke to him with a voice so cold, frozen to the ground, frozen to the road. Hiding in the attic, 14 years old, listening to Radio Moscow. He was waiting on a day to make his escape, so he could figure out the American way. He had no friends, he didn't fit in, but maybe there was some kind of message for him. The shadows and the groans of a dying world didn't frighten him as much as talking to girls. Such a sad fella, looking for a friend, listening to Radio Moscow. Jet trails up above the snow, stretching to the poles, all the little houses shiver in the cold. Somewhere a finger is twitching by a red telephone while he's listening to Radio Moscow. A finger is twitching by a red telephone while he's listening to Radio Moscow.
That is a heck of a song. That's a, when did you write that?
How, I don't even know, man. I really don't. I just
I thought it might be
because they take time to develop. You
yeah,
know, they take it a little while. And,
I like that song. That's got such a great. It sort of sounds like winter, both literally and figuratively. And it just man, I can just. I'm going to be thinking about that song a lot this weekend. You mentioned you've got a new album that
yeah,
might
we're going, well,
show
not,
up on.
Yeah, we're going to start recording it this week.
Yeah. Well, that's
I hope we're going to start. You know, it's, we'll see. But I think it's going to come out good because we've been playing a lot. We've been working up new stuff. We've been a new band, and we've started coming together, gelling. We've played a lot of shows now and struggled through some things. And, you know, we're ready to go in the studio now. We Don Dixon, I've worked with him before. He's going to produce it, and he'll get something good out of us.
Do you have any themes in mind, or
no?
Yeah, that's
really.
That. Boy, that's a it's just a great song. It.
You never know. You know, it's like this record here. It's got these spiritual, religious. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. A lot of people say that, and I'm not going to explain the difference, but. We had no idea that's what that was going to be when we started. Let's just start and see what happens.
Well, that's art, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah. I mean, Robert and I did an album of songs from a 1929 textile strike or related to that. We had one down where we live. Of course, it was crushed, a very union unfriendly area. But we didn't, you know, we knew what we were going to do then. But we usually... You know, we just kind of find it.
Is that still in print?
What?
The album about the textile strike.
You know, actually, yeah. I mean, we just put out a limited number, and we did it for this foundation so they could raise money. It's based around a folk singer, Ella Mae Wiggins, who was assassinated by mill company gun thugs. I'll bring you. I got a copy out now.
Yeah, I'll look for one. We, you know, not only Labor Day, but especially Labor Day weekend, we try to feature a lot of material like that. We also have a lot of interviews that we've conducted with older folks about, you know, steel mill life in the 30s, 40s, and some back when jobs were a little different than they are now.
Yeah, a lot of things were different.
Yeah, absolutely. David Childers is who you're hearing, along with the Serpents. We probably have time for one or two more. I know you had a late night and got a long road ahead, so I want to let that be up to you.
I think we could squeeze two more out.
That'd be a pleasure.
Let's start with Cain and Abel. How about that? Is that okay?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Let's do it. Key of D. Serpent stood up and said with a grin, "You can build it back up, I'll just tear it down again. Don't hear no good to weep and moan. The master's in a rut, we'll lay out a home. Down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise." The killers keep coming, let them shoot each other down. Down in the ruins of the tumble downtown, down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise. Well, down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise, down in the ruins of paradise.
I was going to say digging them, but and that's not normal parlance for me, but that's the word that comes to mind.
It's digging it, baby.
Digging it.
I
was looking at the davidchilders.com website just for a moment as that was playing, and all you got to do is go to music and click on Serpents of Redemption. You can hear some of the songs again. Better yet, you can click on buy. And they magically come to you. And it's incredible how it magically comes to you. And it's so incredible that you should pay for it. And there's a way to do that, too. You really have to support that, especially that which is authentic, original, and pure, because that's how it continues to be that way. And that's I can think of lots of adjectives, but those three apply, and that's a good thing. All I'm thinking about are positive. Or are those nouns?
Come on here and play is much appreciated, and that's certainly a sign of respect.
So. Yeah. Well, I hope you'll be back again. Is there anything – this will be our last chance to talk probably. Is there anything we should have mentioned maybe that we missed? We talked about the album, which is just beautiful. I know you'll be Street Sparrow tonight.
November, we pretty much stay close at home. I know we got shows coming up, but right off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. I know December we get kind of busy. We'll be up in Tennessee and Western North Carolina. I'll come up this way about once a year. And, I've used to go to Cleveland a lot. And so I've been coming up this way for over 20 years.
Yeah, well, I hope you'll.
And I'm going to keep doing it because there's good people up here. And I've found a lot of appreciation that, if you go somewhere and they don't appreciate what's the point in it. But fortunately, I don't really waste the time on that or. Mm-hmm. I try not to waste their time on it.
Well, it's good not to waste too much time on anything.
I like to sit back and watch some football sometimes.
This is a good city
for
that.
Spend time with my wife and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. What would you like to close up with?
Let's do, again, I'm going to challenge. We'll do this new song, and it's called An Older Woman. Well, I'm in love with an older woman. She's beautiful and wise. She took me as a boy, turned me into a man. She took the blinders off my eyes. I don't know how I am to be so lucky. I guess it's something that I'll never know. I could have wound up there, but instead I wound up here. When I'm down, she comes right to me. She gets me back on my feet. She's always there to remind me that victory will follow each defeat. Well, I don't know why I had to be so lucky. I guess it's something that I will never know. Oh, I could have wound up there, but instead I wound up here. So lucky, I guess it's something that I We'll never know.